have given political parties a lot of time to do their consultations, but in particular missed the legal services to also do their own consultations. Mr. Hank, what you said that you are going to do a consultation and you're going to come back to us. What is the update?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair, what our initial point was up to now was that we define political party in paragraph A exactly as it is defined in the Political Party Funding Act. We have explained to the committee last week that we must remember that the substantive provisions dealing with the funding of political parties are contained in the Political Party Funding Act. Paragraph B is a repetition of the definition of election. To avoid the person reading this definition to consult two different pieces of legislation in order to determine what paragraph B is. So strictly speaking, one could have said, or could have argued that paragraph B is unnecessary repetition. The exception to the rule then of what a political party is paragraph C, which as a result of the My Vote Counts case or order by the court now becomes or is regarded as a political party for purposes of Promotion of Access to Information Act. The substantive provisions dealing with recording all income, etc., is contained, if I remember correctly, in Section 13, Section 12.1 and 2 of the Political Party Funding Act. So it is not necessary to repeat those provisions, because if you look at our proposed Section 52A, we define donations, financial year, and the prescribed threshold. 12, 1 and 2 requires that all income of the political party must be recorded by an accounting officer. And I think I should leave it at that, Chair, and possibly give the committee the opportunity to respond to my answer.
That is the update, Honourable Horn.
Yeah, Chair, I hear everything. I just think that to tighten up, prevent a loophole, I propose that we just amend subparagraph B of Section 1. To rather than saying a party with representation in the national or provincial legislatures or a municipal council, to read any registered political party as defined in Section 1 of the Electoral Act of 1998.
Yes. Yeah, Chair, before we respond, just wanted to hear what the legal advisors comment would be on such a proposal and the implication for this, if there's any further substantial implication on the principal act. The way we hear him, he says this is already covered in the principal act and the electoral act, because the electoral act, the moment you participate in an election, even if you're not elected, you are then immediately falling under the auspices of the political party funding in terms of definition. But before we respond to Honourable Horn's proposal, just want to hear any technical problem first.
Mr. Chris?
Mr. Chair, I must admit, I see the concern. And I actually agree with the proposed amendment, because I see that Mr. Horn argues that a a registered party is not necessarily a party with representation in the national provincial legislatures. So I understand, and I must admit, and I must apologize for not having been able to see that earlier, but if Mr. Horn wants to tighten the provision, I agree fully with him, because I see the gap, and the gap is that I register ABC party with the Electoral Commission, but let's say, for example, I've only got two members in my party, and we do not have representation in the national, provincial, or municipal sphere of government, then we will not qualify as a political party in terms of the proposed amendment. So, Chair, I apologize for wasting the committee's time. I see where we're going. Thank you, Chair.
No, you did not waste any time. This is the beauty of democracy. We get persuaded, we persuade, and we get persuaded. You have enriched the discussions. I don't think that you should be apologetic at all. Honorable Mohammed?
No, I'm covered, Jay. Thank you.
Members, we have a bit of a challenge. Honorable Glenys Breitenbach has another meeting, and if she leaves, we won't have a quorum. And we need to agree to one. I think it will be important that the tightening must come back to the committee so that we see it and then we read it properly and we pass it. I wouldn't want a situation where we just give him a blank check and then we pass to say that no, it's passed. I don't think that would be, it would be a dereliction of duty.
Mr. Chair, we've got administrative challenge. No, I don't want to say that. What I would like to propose is that we can read to you what we have on screen at this stage. And if the committee is willing to do that, the committee then can approve with the amendment.
You can read it.
Mr. Chair, paragraph B will then only read any registered political party as defined in the Electoral Act. And then the definition in the Electoral Act of a registered party means a party registered in terms of Section 15 of the Electoral Act.
Are we happy with that?
Sorry, Chair. You started with any. Can you just read the full sentence that is going to be B, please?
Can you read the full sentence?
Certainly, Chair. Let me start off by saying we delete the words in paragraph B, and then the provision will read, or paragraph B will read, any registered political party as defined in the Electoral Act.
Are we covered? Can we now put the bill with the amendment for adoption? Any mover?
I so move, Chair.
Moved by the ANC, Honorable Mohammed, seconder. No, it has to be you. You can't point somebody else. Okay. Supported by Honorable Beitenbach, the bill has been agreed to. Can we deal with the report? The report of the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Constitutional Services, having considered the Promotion of Access to Information Act Amendment Bill, introduced the bill. On the 21st July, the Constitutional Court, in my vote, counts NPC versus the Minister of Justice and Correctional Services and another, 2018 ZACC 17, confirmed an order of the constitutional invalidity made by the High Court of South Africa. I think it has been circulated, Honourable Members. The High Court of the Western Cape Division, Cape Town, which declared the Promotion of Access to Information Act 2000, Act No. 2 of 2000, invalid to the extent of its inconsistency with the Constitution by failing to provide for the recorder preservation and reasonable disclosure of information on the private funding of political parties and independent candidates. The Constitutional Court further orders Parliament to amend the Principal Act and take any other measure it deems appropriate to provide for the recorder, preservation and funding of political parties and independent candidates within a period of 18 months. The 18-month period ends on the 20th of December 2019. The committee complied with the National Assembly Rule 273 subsection 1 by tabling a memorandum in the National Assembly requesting permission to initiate a bill on 24th July 2019. On 25th July 2019, the House gave the committee permission to proceed with initiating the bill. Prior notice of introduction of the bill was given in the Governed Gazette and an explanatory summary of the draft bill was published in the same Gazette. The Gazette contained an invitation to interested persons and institutions to submit written representations. The committee called for and considered written comments and consulted with the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. The committee held public hearings at Parliament on the 17th and 18th September 2019, where the following persons and organizations made oral presentations. Amabungane Center for Investigative Journalism, Alan Gray, South African Human Rights Commission, Right to Know, My Vote Counts, Media Monitoring Africa, COSATU, which is a Congress of South African Trade Unions, Helen Suzman Foundation, Information Regulator, and Mr. James Tunbridge. The bill as introduced will address the Constitutional Court's judgment by inserting new section 52A, recording preservations and disclosure of records on the private funding of political parties in the Principal Act to regulate the recorder preservations and availability of information in respect of private funding to political parties and independent candidates and to provide for matters connected therewith. That is the report. Is there any mover for the report to be adopted?
Chairperson, I move for the report to be adopted.
Moved by Honorable Mfuke, seconded by Honorable Hall. The report is adopted. So both the report and the bill have been adopted. We will push that on Tuesday the bill is debated by the House. Thank you very much, Honorable Members.